In East Timor, chickens are significant for cultural practices.
For example, they have family members that get sick. They will slaughter this special chicken they call a red chicken. That they will pray for that death, and then they will check the inside the organs of the chickens. If they found out that something strange there, then they say that, oh, this is from the spirit, bad spirit.
We come to Sabarai Village with Dr. Joanita Jong, Director of Veterinary Services in East Timor. Newcastle disease has been killing unprotected chickens, so Dr. Jong has set up a village vaccination project designed by Australian vet Dr. Robin Alders at Sydney University, who had proven the concept over 20 years in Asia and Africa. Across the world, the chicken business falls to the women.
Yes, the women, the importance of the women in this chickens owner is very important, because they are the one that look after the chickens. They feed the chickens before the chickens goes to the forest, and then when the chickens coming back in the afternoon, they are the one also will feed the chickens. Then they are used for their needs, basic needs for when they sell the chickens, they can have get money to buy uniform, to buy everything for the school needs.
Squatting nearby are small children with their yellowing hair, a sign of their poor diet. Timor's Director General of Livestock, Dr. Antonino Ducarmo.
Around 25,000 children are under severe malnutrition. 51% in 2015 it was indicated under moderate malnutrition. Meat is still a luxury in our culture. We can provide meat when people is visit us.
The mother just feed the kids with rice soup. We put on salt or some we call masako into their soup rice. There's nothing's there. So we were worried about the intakes of the micronutrient in the development of their immune system also will cause a disease. If we can increase the number of the chicken that we convince the mother to feed the kids with one egg per day, that's enough to cover the protein intake.
The Newcastle vaccine was developed by the Australian Centre for International Agricultural Research to withstand tropical heat and delivered as eye drops 3 times a year.
So some the community, they started with 2 to 4 chickens, and now they're increasing to up to 10.
Per family?
Yeah.
What does that mean for their family? What are they able to do with the eggs and with the chickens now that they've built up in number?
They consume some of the eggs and then chicken meat, and also the excess one they will sell in the Mariana market.
And are they getting more eggs to the children who need it for their protein?
It's less. They prefer to sell the eggs and the chicken rather than feed the kids. This is a challenge for the National Directorate, how to find out how to convince the community that to feed their kids rather than they have to sell the eggs and the chicken.
Everyone here has a story of starving, hiding in the jungle to escape violence after the independence referendum in 1999. The militia, backed by the Indonesian army, were looting and murdering. Around 1,400 East Timorese people were killed. The experience spurred on Dr. Joanita Jong to become East Timor's first female veterinarian. Another survivor, Dr. Ducarmo, has become the Director General of Livestock. He survived on small crabs he caught on the beach. He sees livestock health as a pathway to food security.
That's very true. Firstly, constraining of development of this country is impacted to our next generation. For me, it's one of biggest preoccupation. So food security for me is about malnutrition.
As for encouraging the families to feed the children more protein and eggs, the Sabarai village chief, Dr. Antonio Borges, is on board.
He said it's not only for feed the children with eggs that will reduce the malnutrition, but also vegetables that In the rainy season, they have lots of vegetables in the village that they can feed the children with the problem malnutrition.